We have a splendid day for football here in Kansas City. Kansas City Chiefs with Alex Smith. The last 3.5 years, 33 wins and 12 losses.
Let's go. Let's start it off. Come on.
And he has been the model of consistency.
Starting at quarterback for the Chiefs, number 11, Alex Smith.
Let's go. Come on. Let's start it off.
Pressure. Smith reads it. Wide open. Thomas at the 30, 35. Uses that speed. 16-yard gain.
Let's go. Watch out.
Wide receiver screen goes to Kelce this time. 40, 35. Smith reads it. Fires it. Caught by Bowen in traffic. Maybe Bo's best catch of the year.
Debo, hell of a catch.
I mean, I certainly felt like, you know, we did make some plays. I think we felt like, and I know I did, there in the first half, left a lot out there on some third downs and then down in the red zone.
Come on, we're all right. Let's go.
Could have been even more efficient in the passing game. I mean, I felt like...
Come on, let's go.
Simple things, you know, kind of self-inflicted. And then there in the second half, kind of got them ironed out and got on a roll a little bit.
40 up the sideline. They went away from the blitz, Leonard, for a 25-yard pass.
That away. That's good, bro.
That offensive line's got to open some holes for the running backs and protect the quarterback. And the job is going to be a little difficult because their front seven is pretty darn good.
All right, one at a time. Let's go.
So much goes into just those five guys. They get so much attention, but really it's on all of us, you know, myself included, you know, knowing when to get rid of the ball and having a good sense of that. Guys on the outside as well, that when they are pressuring us, little things, speeding up routes, knowing when to break things off, things like that.
Outside, right? Sweet, bro. Yeah, you're fine. I'll read you.
You know, so really kind of on all of us when you're playing a defense like that, that not only has a good front, but is aggressive and brings a lot of pressure. So, I mean, I think kind of being smart about that, and I thought for the most part we did a good job.
Sunday. Hey, go run. Mike Frey, run. 55.
Huge play. He bit on the chip, man. There was nobody out here.
55. Why, D.D.? Watch
it. You know, really on coach and Doug and play that chess match as far as, you know, play calling. But for us, it's fun. There is a lot. It's tough to narrow down, but a little bit. There's always that unknown, right? I mean, we're getting ready to play defense, but certainly they can do some new things. You know, and how do they see us, and how do we think they're going to try and stop us? And so a little bit you try to play that, you know, a few moves ahead, and certainly Coach and Doug and all the offensive coaches do that. For us, you know, it's watching film and getting the game plan and taking it in and getting ready to execute it. A lot goes into that. You know, you do play the what-if game, and coaches do that. So you really have everything at your disposal because you don't totally know how they're going to play it. And so there's a lot that goes into it.
Third and five for the Chiefs at the 18. Right side throw. Kelce with a catch. Juke move. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. He spins down to the one-yard line.
The big third down here in the red zone. We had the matchup we wanted inside with Dwayne on the linebacker. You know, he was the first read there and thought I was going to get him, but the linebacker actually played it well. And, you know, Kelce did a great job outside. You know, it's a formation where we put Kelce outside. Did a great job of kind of sitting there. He had green grass and sat and then made a great play with the ball coming to him. You know, made a great job kind of, you know, deking that defender and then, you know, taking it down to the one.
What a catch and run by Travis Kelce.
I thought Kelce was going to score.
Another weapon, but definitely a different element, you know, in that he's a tight end position and that we have great balance with him on the field, run and pass, especially when we have two tight ends on the field with him and Fasano. So, you know, really a personnel, I think, that gives defenses problems and how they're going to defend us. They're going to try to stop the run. And then a lot of times you have matchups with linebackers and safeties trying to cover him. You know, all of a sudden there's another DB on the field and, you know, they're probably giving up something in the run game.
Nile Davis, pawn in the dirt as a single back behind. Alex Smith under center, Rodney Hudson. Handoff up the middle. Davis, easy. Touchdown, Kansas City.
It's tough to even compare to last year, you know, being his rookie year. But certainly this year I feel like he has earned more and more touches and more playing time. And it's been great.
Had a kid now.
I mean, I think to give Jamal a little rest and give him a blow here and there, and then to come in and add a different dimension in our run game, you know, a little bit more physical of a back, downhill, can do some different things there and give Jamal a break. Jamal does so much for us, but it's nice to be able to give him a chance to stay fresh, not only in a game, but throughout the season.
Chiefs started 0-2, got to 1-2, then 2-2, then lost that tough game at San Francisco back to 3-3, but now they're going to go 4-3, and they get on the right side
of the record for the first time this season?
I didn't know what to expect. You know, certainly going into the season, you really do take it one game at a time. I feel like we've done a great job these last, you know, 5-6 weeks of continuing to grow and develop and improve. I feel like we're heading in the right direction, and I think that's all you can ask for kind of at a midseason mark. Woo!